Om Shanti. This is the audio version of the article Brahma Baba Biography, presented by the Shiv Baba Service Initiative team. You can find many more such articles on our main website bkgsu.com or bkofficial.com. The world remembers him as the Adi Dev, that is the first deity, or Adam, as written in many texts. In Vedas, Brahma is described as the creator of the world. We now understand that through Brahma, the incorporeal god Shiva creates a new world. On this official biography, you will learn on how simple and serving the life of Brahma Baba was from beginning, as it is told by elder Dadis, came in Murlis and revealed from the letters. Let's learn about the background and childhood. His logic name was Lekhraj, who was born on 15 December 1876 in Sindh, Hyderabad, presently in Pakistan, to father Khubchand Kriplani, a headmaster in a village school. When mother passed in his early childhood, Lekhraj's interest towards devotion grew. After his father passed, Lekhraj started working at his uncle's grocery shop. Leaving the village, he went to Bombay to learn diamond polishing. With time and hard work, he could open his own jewelry shops and went on to become a famous diamond merchant. It was during the mid-1936 that Dada Lekhraj started receiving visions from God. He was a strong devotee of Vishnu. Upon divine inspirations, he started a day boarding school for local children, where he would sit and explain spiritual versions of Gita along with regular subjects. It started with an explanation of true God of Gita being the incorporeal God Shiv and not Shri Krishna. The name Brahma was not given yet, nor the name Shiva was known. Further, upon divine inspirations, Dada Lekhraj surrendered all his wealth to a trust made of 5 surrendered mothers and unmarried girls. Here was the beginning of a divine journey. Dada, along with a group of 282 people, came and settled in Karachi, and they spent 14 years in tapasya, that is penance. It was around 1948 that Dada Lekhraj was given the name Brahma Baba during a Murli class. In 1950s, services grew across India as new centers opened in many states. Bab Dada's letters were a guide for angels living at different centers around India. Now let's learn about his personality and virtues from which we can take inspiration. Brahma Baba, as named in 1948, was a special soul who played the most special part as a human being. He became the medium for God to impart the true knowledge, Murli, and to create the new world. Such special soul had an unmatching virtue of Tyag, that is renunciation. Whether it is material wealth, fame, or comforts, Brahma Baba renounced everything upon Shiv Baba's directions. His personality was very royal, often remembered by many Dadis who lived with him. Whenever someone visited him, he would give something to them and would ask them about their likes and dislikes to make a personal connection. Baba's royalty was shining on the face. He had an intoxication of the future birth as Krishna in the new world. This was incognito, and thus Baba remains free from ego. Living the simplest life possible, Brahma Baba showed the path of God to many, and his virtues are remembered in the hearts of those who witnessed him. Being the world father, Brahma Baba was full of mercy. Baba didn't have sleep for some nights when he used to get letters from children who were in pain. Brahma Baba would be awake the whole night and give sakash to them to make them powerful. Brahma Baba faced many problems in the yagya, having undivided faith in God and following his directions and also inspiring others to do the same. Now let's learn about his responsible and loving side. When Mamma became avyakt in 1965, responsibilities on Brahma Baba increased. On the other hand, new centers were opened which needed to be taken care of. Letters of children used to come every day. Bab Dada would respond to them. There was never any time to waste. Brahma Baba's daily life was so busy, and yet he was always open for meeting and greeting. In the last days, Baba started becoming detached from his responsibilities. Distributing tasks to elder dadis, Baba stayed in Madhuban for the last 1 year for intense meditation, that is tapasya. In January 1969, Baba reached his complete angelic stage, which we called Karmatit stage, and left the corporeal world. He fulfilled his task in the corporeal world and thus joined the incorporeal father, Shiv Baba, in the task of establishment of the golden age. Bab Dada, which is a combined form of incorporeal godfather Shiv and the first human being Brahma, continued to speak through Murlis through their chariot Dadi Gulzar to enhance the spiritual stage of children and speed up the task of establishment. Thus, we understand that Brahma Baba is now playing a part from the subtle world. Brahma Baba has left footprints on which today millions of people have walked in the pathway to self-realization and an ideal way of spiritual living as directed and taught by the incorporeal God, the Supreme Soul, Shiv Baba. Nirvikari, Nirankari, Nirakari, that is, be viceless, egoless, and formless. These were the last words of Brahma Baba. Om Shanti. This was an audio version of Brahma Baba biography presented to you by the Shiv Baba Service Initiative team. You can find many more such audio articles on our main website bkgsu.com or bkofficial.com. Namaste.